evening, and welcome to Top Growth. Women's entrepreneurship is on the rise in the United States, with nearly 12 million women-owned businesses employing nearly 9 million people. In part one of this special edition program, we celebrate women's entrepreneurship in the Commonwealth, featuring four interviews with women who started their own companies. On Friday, May 18th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sheraton Terra in Framingham, SCORE Boston and SCORE Worcester are producing a compelling one-day conference celebrating women's entrepreneurship with a full-day lineup of speakers and an entrepreneurial panel. I will be leading the panel and have invited several of the panelists to join me for tonight's show. We are delighted to welcome Sonal Kakkar, the founder of Ahana's Naturals, Catherine Huck, the founder of Morningside Market, and Jean Richardson, founder of Blue Dynasty Entertainment and Travel, to tonight's show. In part two of this edition, I will interview Maureen Fabry, founder of Craft Roots Brewery. Please welcome Sonal Kakkar, founder of Ahana's Naturals. Welcome to Top Growth.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, Deborah, we're so happy that you were able to join us on the show tonight, and we're really looking forward to getting a prelude into some of what we're going to learn at that fabulous women's conference on May 18th. So tell us a little bit about your business. We're very excited to showcase some of your products here. And tell us about your company and your products, and what are they, and just a little bit of information for our viewers.
Sure. So I'm a nutritionist, and that's what inspired me to start with a health food product. So being a mother of three, I always face challenges on what should I serve my kids, like every day for breakfast, for lunch, for dinners. So I would get creative in adding new menus for the children. Khichdi is something that is an everyday meal for, like, within our family at least, and it's a very common Indian comfort food. Mm-hmm. So being vegetarians, we always face challenges in feeding children, like, complete proteins.
Right.
And I especially, like, with my background, I was always very finicky about, like, what do I give my kids? And two of my kids are athletes, mm-hmm. so the moment they come home, like, they want some protein food.
Absolutely.
And dinner always has to be protein. The lunch has to be protein, so the proteins were driving me, like, oh my God, what do I give them?
Especially with a vegetarian diet.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and once again, like, the reason why the non-vegetarian proteins are superior is because they're complete proteins. Mm-hmm. Khichdi is one meal, which is a mixture of rice and lentils, mm-hmm. and that's what makes it a complete protein. Mm-hmm. And so what I started doing is, like, I started preparing different varieties of khichdis at home, and I started, like, sharing these recipes with my friends, because children, like, young kids, they want, like, tasty food, they want interesting food.
Right.
So it really inspired, like, my friends to say, hey, can you cook it for us? Like, can you share recipes? And sometimes it becomes elaborate in the evening to prepare. Mm-hmm. So that's how I came up with the idea of having chutneys in khichdis in a form that it's easy to consume, mm-hmm. For people on the go, for people who want to have a quick meal. Could it be a dinner or lunch? It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's a very light meal. Mm-hmm. It's vegan. And another thing that I added, like, khichdi, although it's been an age-old food for, like, Indian families, but I enhanced it by using sprouted lentils and beans. The reason behind using the sprouts was it enhances the bioavailability of the proteins.
Right.
And I enhanced it further by adding superfoods in it.
Fantastic.
Superfoods are nutrient-dense products,
yes.
and they are very easily available to our bodies.
That's wonderful. So one of the things that I know and I've read a lot about over the years is that the quality of a vegetarian diet is so essential for health and well-being. And you've seen studies where people who have life-threatening illnesses, like, there's a lot on the cancer treatment, where people will be pulled off of meat and put on a pure vegetarian diet.
Right.
And it really is incredible what happens when your cells just take in all of this healthy, natural vegetables, and they're able to rejuvenate and regenerate. And so there have been studies that prove that switching to a vegetarian diet is very beneficial for numerous health.
Right.
And that depends, of course, on your doctor and what your doctor advises. But a lot of reading is out there about this. And so when you think about that, it's not just you did this for your children, but also you think about it for just if I were going to work and I had a lot going on, I didn't have a chance to make lunch or I don't have time to go out for lunch, I could take one of these to the office.
Exactly.
And I can have a very healthy, complete protein, which is going to keep me satisfied until my next meal.
Right.
And it's an incredibly healthy thing to have during the day. So,
exactly. And it won't make you feel drowsy after you eat.
Well, and so that's key too, because a lot of times people will complain about eating a lunch and then all of a sudden their energy depletes depending
right.
on what their meal was.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about what you had to do. So once you started cooking these things at home and then you shared the recipes with your friends and you're starting to get more and more interest, at what point did you decide that you wanted to turn this into a business?
So I basically come from a business background, so that has always been, that entrepreneurship has always been the driving force behind it. I used to have a health food business earlier also, like back home, where I had a range of healthy snacks. The reason I got inspired to start with khichdis, and I have another product, chutneys also, I will talk about that briefly. Every day when the kids go to school, or as a parent when you go to work, there's always a challenge of like, what do I cook? The options are either you prepare at night, or you eat in the cafeteria, or like the school cafeteria, the work cafeteria. Having khichdis in a format that could be preserved and had on the go without any kind of preparation was something that was toying in my mind, because it is something that it's always available, always handy. You don't have to worry about freezing it. So I came up with this formulation. Like, I did a lot of kitchen trials, a lot of batches, because you needed that perfection where I did not only just want to cater to the Indian or the Asian community, I wanted the mainstream also to try it out.
Exactly.
Because it's one of the best food that anyone can have as far as health is concerned, as far as fitness is concerned, as far as the proteins are concerned. So I came up with this idea of preserving it. So what we do is, like, I sprout the beans and the lentils, and then we prepare the khichdi and we freeze dry it. Now, freeze drying is one of the processes. It's a very delicate way of preserving the food. It preserves all its nutrient values, the original colors, flavors, and all you need to do is just add hot water, mix it, cover the lid for like 5 minutes, and the khichdi is ready. So it's absolutely convenient, like, for school going kids to have it, for college going kids, for working people, whoever wants to like consume a quick meal.
Right.
Because hot water is available everywhere. Like, you don't even need to microwave it.
Right.
Like, everyone knows the advantages and disadvantages of microwaving.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to like have a meal, and plus it is limited in sodium. It's a low sodium product. So any of the meals like that you find in the market, if they are ready to eat, if you look at the sodium, like, I, being a nutritionist, I always insist that read your labels. Like, I do a lot of like talks on educating people on reading the labels also, because the product may have 150 calories, but it doesn't matter if it has 600-700 milligrams of sodium.
Absolutely. And that's something that people very much miss when they're looking at frozen weight loss entrees or things like that, that the sodium content is so high and it's so not good for you.
And especially when it's shelf stable also, like, the challenges of, like, even compare freeze-dried products to canned products. Like, the canned products are going to lose its nutrient value almost by 50%.
Right.
It's going to. It may or may not have preservatives. I won't claim that it definitely has, but It definitely loses its original colors, flavors, the nutrient values. So they have to enhance it by adding some extra like enhanced flavors or colors. Mm-hmm. To make it more appealing. Mm-hmm. So freeze drying, and this product takes care of all of
that. Very good. So when you had your idea for your business and you started to come up with a methodology and how to package this so that you could sell it and it would be at its highest quality, then what? How did you get your business plan together? You were involved with SCORE at the time.
I was,
so
yes.
You reached out to a SCORE consultant from Boston.
Yes.
And so then what happened? You met with your SCORE consultant, and then did it was a gentleman, and he helped you map out a plan. How
right.
did that work? Share with our viewers how that process worked.
So I believe for any business, like, you need to like have a business plan.
Yeah.
And the business, what SCORE encouraged me was, you like, you know, when anyone starts with a business, like business plan, they feel, oh my God, like,
how it's overwhelming.
Yes. So what SCORE encouraged me to do is like, start with a business plan. You don't need to formalize it,
mm-hmm.
but add everything that you can possibly think of all the challenges you could face,
right.
The numbers that you would want to grow up with, like as in your business plan for 3 years, for 5 years. So restrict it up to 5 years to begin with, so you're not overwhelmed with like how are you going to achieve.
Right.
And what I would recommend anyone, which I learned it from SCORE, is like, be honest when you're doing a business plan. Don't worry about like what people are going to think, because like when you have everything on paper, very honestly, like you can say, okay, I have 10 problems, like if I want to start with the business, but at least you have them on paper. If you have a problem, you'll look for a solution.
Absolutely.
Like, if you don't know the problem and if you don't jot it down on paper,
mm-hmm.
you are never going to like realize. You'll just like look at the bigger picture and then forget all the granular details.
That's right, that's right. And so speaking of that, so let's talk a little bit about challenges. It's wonderful to start have an idea and to bring that idea to life. And so, you know, our nation is filled with entrepreneurs who do just that, and that's wonderful. But at times, you know, whether it's in the early stages of a business or any phase of the life cycle of the business, there are bumps in the road and challenges that occur, and then you tackle them and then you move on, and it's like an ebb and flow. So
right.
in the beginning, as you started your company and after you put your business plan together, what was your greatest challenge to date in the founding of your business?
My greatest challenge, I started off actually with chutneys.
Mm-hmm.
And chutneys, again, a blend of spices and herbs.
Yes.
Which is an accompaniment for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why chutneys were like part of the meals in the early on days is because it enhances the digestibility of the food.
Mm-hmm.
So it required so many ingredients, and then I again wanted to enhance it with superfoods.
Yes.
So my greatest challenge at that point was to add the superfoods,
mm-hmm.
to preserve it,
mm-hmm.
like the method of preserving it.
Yes.
Without compromising on the taste, the quality, especially mm-hmm. the nutrients, and controlling the sodium.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the biggest challenge. So I had like to do like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trials. So sometimes you do get disheartened, but you don't give up. So that's how I came up with the idea of how do I preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
So I did several, I tried several methods of mm-hmm. preserving it. And the best one, I felt like after going through a lot of changes in the development of the product, mm-hmm. was come up with freeze drying. Now, freeze drying, again, is a very, very expensive method of preserving the food.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, so far, the best way of preserving food and retaining its colors and nutrient value. So, yes, that was the biggest challenge. And the second challenge was balancing time with work and children and family.
Absolutely.
And I would say the third challenge, which comes once the product has been developed and settled, is the finance.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something like when I started off with, like I put in all my savings and all mm-hmm. my money and everything, but any business to grow has to be scaled up.
Absolutely.
which I had it in my business plan, mm-hmm. but then like it was, that was a time when I had to face, okay, how am I going to scale up my business?
Right.
So to scale up the business, you need to increase the production capacity, mm-hmm. and you need finance for that.
Absolutely right.
So that was like one of the challenges, and mm-hmm. I feel the first thing that you need to do is, even in your like mind, mm-hmm. just have kind of a vague plan of how, by vague I mean is like have a picture of how you're going to support your business.
Right.
And once the business reaches a certain point, mm-hmm. people get that confidence. Like when I started off with chutneys, I immediately like started off with khichdis, I think within the next 3 or 4 months, because mm-hmm. that was on my roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
But once people started appreciating it, the sales grew, mm-hmm. and I had to take that step sooner rather than later.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So, that's wonderful. I mean, that's a great reason to take that step.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful problem to solve. But
absolutely.
Still, it's a problem.
Great. So great. So let me ask you this. So how would people, they're watching the show and they say, you know, that sounds wonderful. I want to try it. I want to see if this is something that I will enjoy and help me on my pathway to eating healthier, to eating cleaner. So would they go to your website? Are they available in stores? How would they find Ahana's natural foods? How would they find you?
So as of now, we are only focusing on online sales.
Okay, and the website is
www.ahanasnaturals.com.
Wonderful. Yeah. And we'll
we are available on Amazon also, and
fantastic.
We just got into JET and a few other marketplaces.
Great. Well, we will encourage all of our viewers to try your product. And it was such a pleasure to have you on the show. And we'll have to bring you back another time when we
sure.
have more time
sure.
and just learn about how you're doing in your life cycle of your business. And perhaps at that point, you might have even decided to get into some stores.
Yes, that's
so that would be very exciting. So
yes.
Thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. And we look forward to seeing your growth and prosperity over the years.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And now we are pleased to welcome Catherine Huck of Mountainside Market. Catherine, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for joining us on this special edition today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And our viewers are really interested in learning about your market and your business, why you decided to open up this market in Princeton.
Mm-hmm.
So can you share with us why you decided to open up the market and tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. Prior to owning the market, the market actually did exist. I was working in Boston, and I was commuting a lot. I was traveling a lot. I was working in the corporate world and in the nonprofit world, and as much as I enjoyed those experiences, it wasn't as gratifying to me personally.
Mm-hmm.
And so the opportunity to buy this market came up, and we took that opportunity and jumped in with 2 feet. And the one thing that I knew I had experience with was starting a business from the ground floor and being able to run it with very little experience running anything at
mm-hmm.
the time. So previous experience was a helpful catalyst in the final decision to buy the market.
Very exciting. So you invented a children's toy,
yep.
which was the first business.
That was my first business,
and
correct.
And so then you're into this food business,
mm-hmm.
and it's a retail food business.
Correct.
And so so what if we were to come into your market,
mm-hmm.
tell us, describe to us what that experience would look like.
Hopefully you'd feel very at home,
mm-hmm.
and you'd feel welcomed. It's a specialty market, bakery, and cafe, and we've worked very hard to keep the quality exceptionally high. My business partner is our specialty baker, and she's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So the product quality is high. The local producer aspect is very important to
mm-hmm.
us, so we've worked on sourcing local vendor products, local coffee, local milks, cheeses, all sorts of things like that. And then we've created a menu that we hope sort of wows you when you come in, and it's not your average everyday sandwich. You can order from an extensive menu, and it's a great place to sit, you know, in front of the fireplace, have a mm-hmm. great cup of coffee, and a little something special.
Lovely. So you could come in for breakfast or lunch?
Correct. Yeah.
And do you also do prepared foods to take out?
We do.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep.
And so your reach, what towns or communities do you really pull from? Is it Princeton and Sterling and that that northern region, or is it predominantly all of central Massachusetts?
Well, I think we can pull from pockets of central mm-hmm. Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. I'd say primarily that Wachusett region, you
yes.
know, exactly like you said, mm-hmm. Sterling, Holden, Rutland, Hubbardston, mm-hmm. Princeton. We are lucky to have Wachusett Mountain located right in Princeton and Westminster.
Right.
And so we do find we have a lot of people who are visiting the mountain, and they mm-hmm. come by for a bite to eat after a hike or a bike mm-hmm. ride. And so we feel fortunate that, you know, we have that right in our backyard. It's mm-hmm. such a beautiful asset.
Wonderful. What made you decide that you wanted to have this business? You could have really purchased mm-hmm. or started any business out there, any industry. Why did you decide on this particular market?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. It was deeply personal, partly because my children were still young when we chose to buy the market. Mm-hmm. And being close to them and giving them a place that they could come to easily and be around me while I was working or helping staff working mm-hmm. Was super important. But also we felt strongly that we wanted to create a community hub within mm-hmm. our town. Princeton is a small town. There isn't a ton of commerce, but people love to congregate and have a spot where they're comfortable and can meet a friend and just, you know, have a great experience. So that was super, super important to us. So the locality and the family community aspect was a big driver.
That's wonderful. And so as you have embarked on this new venture, how many years has it been so far?
It's been three years.
Now. Okay, so you've been in it for over 3 years.
Yep.
What would you say your biggest challenge or hurdle has been that you've had to overcome?
You know, one of the first things was realizing I knew how to run a business. And I knew how to sell things. I'd spent 25 years in sales prior to owning this business. I didn't, however, have that food service background. I'd worked mm-hmm. in restaurants, but running a food service mm-hmm. Establishment required me to jump in and get on my hands and knees and scrub things from the ground up. And I learned every facet of that business because mm-hmm. I needed to and I wanted to. And
right.
It helped me make better decisions. It helped me hire better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've done a great job of increasing our productivity, increasing our quality, and the offerings that we can provide people just by going through that process. But it was challenging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was every day I was learning something new, no doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
And as we approach the summer
mm-hmm.
months, we have embarking on May, and so a lot of
yes.
people are thinking about day trips for the summer, and certainly
yes.
the Wachusett region's a beautiful place to drive to for a day. People that are watching from all over the region.
Absolutely.
Maybe going to Mount Wachusett and hiking, as you mentioned.
Yes.
And so how would they find you so that they could try your wonderful specialty items and just to make your market part of their destiny?
Yeah, it's a great question as well. We're located off the backside of the center of Princeton on Route 62 if you were headed toward Hubbardston.
Okay.
One of the things we're most excited about is we were just recently selected by the state of Massachusetts to take over the curatorship of a beautiful turn-of-the-century building right on the backside of Mount Wachusett.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
And so we're going to be renovating that, and that will start in the next month or so, and we're going to be operating out of there as well. So we'll have two locations, one right off the center of Princeton and one literally right off the backside of Mount Wachusett.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. A real destination
Completely.
Locations, which
Completely.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun.
And not very relaxing
yes.
to travel to.
Yes.
And so now you've have your 3+ years experience in this business, and now you're looking towards the future,
mm-hmm.
and it sounds like you have wonderful expansion plans with this
yes.
additional
yes.
location. So what is on the horizon? Do you have a plan that brings you into the next 5 years? Are you
mm-hmm.
what does the future look like for your business?
We are going to be focusing very heavily on the community aspect of our business
mm-hmm.
because it's so integral to our mission as owners of a business like this. We want people to come and make memories
mm-hmm.
at our spot, and that was part of the reason we went for this curatorship. So we will be developing a nonprofit aspect as well to what is now a thriving business to further develop the community enrichment programs that we have in mind to help renovate and rehabilitate a building that's been abandoned for 40 years and is just in a beautiful spot. So we'll have a lot on our plate in the next five years.
Sounds like it.
The lease actually goes for about 40 years.
Wonderful.
So we've got business plans, renovation plans, and they all sort of come back to that same central theme of, you know, feeding community in many different ways.
Sounds great. And the homemade baking sounds really, really wonderful.
It's extraordinary.
It sounds great. It's definitely worth a drive for all of us to
come up
and take a view. And so let's talk a little bit about the women's conference that's going to be happening on May 18th. There's going to be an entrepreneurial panel, and you've agreed to be one of the panelists.
So
that's
happy to
really
do that.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
That is going to be a huge highlight of the event.
Yes.
And so women that are watching, that are viewing tonight, can buy a ticket and they can go to this event, which is going to be at the Sheraton Terra.
Correct.
Beginning at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And so, so what are your words of wisdom or words of encouragement to the women that are watching that might have a really interesting idea, whether it's in the food industry or it's in something else, to inspire them to sort of think, develop their idea, and then also to perhaps come in and see you at the conference?
Absolutely. For anyone out there who has an idea that they firmly believe in and that they feel confident they will enjoy doing and seeing through, jump in, do it, go for it. And conferences like these are amazing places to make connections with people, to bridge a gap for something that you feel you don't know yet but need to find out more about. I think there'll be some inspirational speakers. There'll be a bunch of us there to answer questions. And those are the steps that are super important, listening and reaching out and putting your ideas out there. Those
absolutely,
are really important.
Absolutely. And there's nothing like really hearing from others that have walked the journey, who have been through the challenges and the successes. And of course, in all businesses, you could be in a business for 5, 10, 20, or 50 years. At every point in a business life cycle, there are challenges and new things to learn.
Absolutely.
And so we really will encourage women of all facets, of all lengths of tenure in their companies to come and to just be part of this, which I think is going to be a really great day.
It's going to be amazing.
It's really going to be a great day.
Very powerful.
And so to close, let's just, why don't you tell us maybe the top five reasons why people should get in the car and they should come and visit you this summer so that we can make sure that we bring some traffic and we expand your service area to all of the region.
Okay, so top five reasons. One, our coffee is incredible. We have it microbrewed in Framingham, actually, on a weekly basis for us. So great cup of coffee. Our staff is amazing. They care about their job. They work very hard, and they're there to serve you, and they delight in that. They enjoy that. Our bakery is literally world-class, unbelievable. Everything in that case is a decadent treat, and you will definitely want to keep visiting us after you try some. And then our cafe is unique, interesting. We have a great outdoor terrace where you can sit and eat your lunch, and then the fifth thing would be stopping in for an ice cream after,
because
hard scoop ice cream. So there's a lot of great things to explore, and we would love to see you.
It sounds wonderful. So I'm already in my head, I'm visualizing driving up, having breakfast, a nice cup of coffee, and one of your delicious baked goods, and then going up to the mountain and doing a hike, coming back for lunch.
Absolutely.
And then taking the journey back.
It's a great day.
Sounds
great
wonderful. Day. It sounds wonderful. Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Deborah.
And we look forward to seeing you at the conference.
Likewise.
Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. What a great evening we've had so far, and to complete part one of our special edition of Top Growth, celebrating women's entrepreneurship in the Commonwealth, we are so delighted to welcome Jean Richardson of Blue Dynasty Entertainment and Travel. Jean, thank you so much for coming out from Boston and being here with us on the show today.
I'm just delighted to be here. Thank you
for
having me.
Thank you. Thank you. And we're so excited that you're going to be on this great panel of women entrepreneurs at the May 18th conference celebrating entrepreneurship at the Sheraton Tara. And we're really hoping that we can just talk a little bit about and give some of our viewers an idea of what to expect on the panel. And I'd like to start by asking you to tell us about your business and the fact that you founded the business. So why don't you share with us what you do and what kind of travel your organization does and whether you cater to business or consumer markets. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Well, the company is Blue Dynasty Entertainment and Travel, and I did found the business with my granddaughter, and we've been in business for 11 years now.
Wow.
So our market is group travel. We specialize in group travel to international destinations, and we organize trips. We work with both the corporate world for business conferences, business trips, and we work with the general public groups for travel like birthday celebrations, we do getaways, we do all kinds of international travel, and we also sponsor groups that go on trips as well.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
That is great. So you have the best of all worlds, really.
I do.
That is really fabulous. So when you started your business, did you have a business plan? Did you have a marketing plan? Or did you really just have an idea of what you wanted to do and then started working towards it? How did you structure how you were going to move forward?
Well, when we started with a passion to do travel. Both my granddaughter and myself, we enjoy traveling ourselves. We enjoy working with people and helping people put together plans. And people were coming to us. And so we started out with a passion. But my granddaughter has a degree in MBA, and she specializes in organizing.
Oh.
So it was a nice match. I specialize in talking to people. My background is in social work, and so I talk to people all the time.
Well, you're so personable, so we can see that. That's wonderful.
Why, thank you.
Wonderful.
So she did all of the business structure.
Oh, fantastic.
And really put the business together. Along the lines, after we were into the business for a while, then we really worked on the business plan. I mean, I really understood the importance of having not just a good business structure, but a plan so that you could start marketing and targeting your market. And so we grew into that over time. So I think we started with a passion, you know, organized ourselves, and then really started to get even more organized.
That is terrific. And so did you incorporate SCORE Consulting into your business?
Absolutely.
So when did that happen? What year were you in, or around what year before you decided to embark on SCORE Consulting?
Well, I started with SCORE actually about 3 years ago.
Okay.
It was just like a blessing coming from the sky. There are so many resources out there that one can tap into. It's just really getting connected with the right source for your business and really the right mentor, which I think is really important. So we were at the point where we wanted to grow our business. We had identified our target market, but we wanted to grow our business. And so what we really needed is really a marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing to work with, you know, people that you know in local groups, but we were really looking at working with a wider network. So now our business is across the United States in terms of people that we work with. So the SCORE mentor has helped me put together a marketing plan.
Excellent.
And also financials, because we had our finances, but we weren't really looking at them with a critical eye.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked with one of the finance mentors as well. And so he taught me a lot about looking at the numbers and being able to predict things from the numbers. And so and having the right language to use when you're talking to business people. So
excellent.
I think both of those were really key in getting our business moving forward.
That is really terrific. And so let's talk about some of the exciting trips that you've planned. So tell us a little bit about those. Why don't we start with the corporate side, and then let's morph into just the general consumer side and what kind of trips you've planned for just anyone. So let's go to corporate. And
corporate.
So tell us about these great corporate trips.
Yes. So I've worked with businesses that are interested in taking their group on international trips. So the first one that I organized was to South Africa.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Absolutely wonderful
wow.
trip. I had 60 people that actually went to Johannesburg and Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, that was very, very exciting. And so, you know, just preparing all of the little details,
yes.
the travel arrangements, the hotel,
yes.
the tours, you know, just making sure that people were comfortable and that the business part of their meeting could go on without a hitch. So that
Absolutely.
Was that was really great. I have another group that's taking a cruise. And so I'm organizing the cruise. We're doing a tour in Miami first, and then they're getting on a cruise ship. And so their workshops and trainings will be on the cruise ship.
How fantastic.
Yeah.
It's great for team building and camaraderie and
mm-hmm.
also just to really escape enough so that you're not in the business, but you're out of the business and focusing on all sorts of growth or whatever the subject is.
True, absolutely.
Very, very good.
And so for travel, mm-hmm. I've been to Cuba last year. We took a trip to Cuba, so mm-hmm. I had a group that traveled there. We've been to Spain. I've had a group travel to Spain, Italy, things like that. And then for the fun side of the business, when people are interested in a getaway, birthday celebration,
mm-hmm.
birthday celebrations, people celebrating their 70th with their family,
right.
people celebrating their 50th with their friends,
mm-hmm.
people having just a little getaway, bachelorette parties,
mm-hmm.
Things like that. So it's not hard to put together a group.
Yeah.
I've worked with family groups as well,
mm-hmm.
Family reunions. All kinds of groups. So it's not hard to put together a group. It's just a few people who come together,
mm-hmm.
and I take the worry out of planning because I am the contact person for the group rather than the person who is the group leader.
Oh, that
so,
is great.
Yes.
That's perfect because it removes the individual totally out of the equation.
Yes.
And then everyone goes together.
They go together
that's
and they
great.
Have a good time. So
yeah.
the group leader has an opportunity to have a fun and a good time on their vacation rather
right.
than worrying about the details.
Exactly. That's terrific.
Yeah.
So if our viewers are watching and they're interested in learning more about what you do, do you have a website?
We do.
And what is your website address?
It's bluedynastyent.com. So that's blue dynasty mm-hmm. ent.com.
Terrific. That's great. What would you say the greatest challenge has been for you and your granddaughter as you started the company? What was the greatest hurdle you had to overcome?
I think working with a millennial.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so tell us about that.
Isn't it? Because we think differently.
Mm-hmm.
We have different skills, but we have to respect one another's talent and
mm-hmm.
ability and diverse approach
right.
to a business plan. So I think that's good when we're talking about any business partners.
Absolutely.
Because you're coming in because you have strengths, knowledge, and skills in a certain area,
mm-hmm.
but you have to work together.
Right.
And so we have to listen, we have to understand, and we take varied approaches to things, but it all works out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And do you have a plan for the future for the business? Anything on the horizon for the next couple of years? Anything that you're looking to change? Or are you going to keep it pretty much steadfast focus exactly the way it is and just to keep growing and doing what you do and have a passion for?
I think we're expanding our market,
mm-hmm.
And we're looking at weddings and honeymoon.
Like destination
weddings? Destination
weddings, very good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a market that we have been approached with. People have come to us
mm-hmm.
who are getting married, and so we've done a couple, and so we're looking to do more in that area.
Mm-hmm. Terrific.
As well as just vacation travel for people who may not have travel partners.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who out there would love to travel, but their partner doesn't want to go with them, or
right.
they don't have a partner that travels with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're able to offer nice accommodations, safe travel, and fun
mm-hmm.
activities for people who are not already connected with a group.
That's great. That's really wonderful. And so here on May 18th, any of our viewers who want to learn more about your journey
mm-hmm.
can go to the program and watch the panel discussion and learn a whole lot more. Do you have any words of wisdom for female entrepreneurs that are embarking on whether or not they should start their business, or whether they have an idea and they're contemplating whether they should do it? What are some of your words of wisdom for women who are just starting to think about starting something new?